from the Morgan County Audubon Society and the bird banding last weekend.
The bird what?
Banding.
Oh, I thought you said landing. There was a big bird. Landing
right there. Said, that's that big bird. It's right there. Says the best bird honors go to a returning American goldfinch originally banded at Happy Hollow in November of 2014. Cool. Let's see.
That's probably the bird we see the least of, which is probably the...
Really? We see a bunch of them.
Yeah. I don't have too many of those in my backyard. I put out finch feed, and they'll come in for a little while, and then just not again.
Hmm.
So I don't know if it's... you're supposed to clean that all out and start all over again. Maybe I'm a bad feeder.
If you are, I am too, because I do the same thing.
The squirrels love to eat it. Yeah. They're out there, like, swiping the birds off the thing, trying to eat the stuff.
I have not seen over the years, we've had some surprises. American woodcock. We went hunting one time, and my brother-in-law got a woodcock. Let's see. Cedar waxwing.
So
never seen that.
You went to hunt those?
Yes.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, they're like quail and
pheasant. Okay, I wasn't sure how big they were.
And they modoc. I mean, they fly. Seriously, they are among the fastest. Cedar waxwing.
Mm-hmm.
Yellow-rumped warbler.
Sure.
Don't know. Never seen.
Out there shaking that yellow rump.
That's right. You shake that yellow rump, you warbler. Evening grosbeak. I wonder if that's any much different than the rose-colored or rose-breasted grosbeak that we had so much last year.
Easy for you to read, too, huh?
No. It's never been easy for me. Again, I don't see any juncos.
And mine, I thought, turned a little browner. I don't know. For some reason, they weren't as dark.
Are they gone?
I have not seen any for a few days. I have lots of cardinals,
chickadees,
Carolina wrens.
Chickadees, or
they seem to hang out all year. Chickadees, black-capped chickadees.
Mm-hmm.
A few robins last week. They were just hanging out on the fence, not like really in the yard or anything. But spectacular.
They were waiting for spring to officially start before they moved out of the fence. Yeah,
I don't see it yet. When it's damp like this, a lot of the worms and stuff have been like in the parking lot. So I'm assuming they're coming up. So blackbirds, wow. We did go down the Illinois River the other day, and they were not starlings because they actually had, like, a tail. I would say, like, grackle or something like that. Just thousands of them.
They are the nastiest bird.
See, I don't mind a grackle. I do not like starlings.
Oh, I don't either.
They're the ugliest things.
And I've got them feeding at our feeder every once in a while.
Starlings?
I go out there and chase them, yeah.
Somehow I'm getting lucky. I have not seen a lot of those.
But the crows, huge birds.
Crows? Yeah, not in my backyard.
There was one the other day that was on the road, seriously. And we were driving toward it, and it looked at us like, you know, you can hit me. It's not going to bother me.
No.
I mean, it just kind of just took its time walking off the road. I think it didn't have a yellow rump, but I'm sure it was shaking it.
So when people say you eat crow?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, maybe it's as good as that woodcock or whatever. Just shoot the thing and eat it.
Yeah, yeah.
They're big.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, not really.
Crows?
Oh, crows are, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, there'd be plenty of meat on there. Just all nasty, mean meat.
Take out a few starlings. Oh, I love birds. Never mind. Let's just... are we Latin now? We have two more days left. So this is our third to the last G word this month. Six letters.
Mm-hmm.
Beginning with G, meaning gradual, as in a slope.
Six letters?
Six-letter word, beginning with G, meaning gradual, and it's not gradual, obviously, that's seven, as in a slope. It has a decline or incline.
I like the way you say that, like that's going to immediately, the word's going to pop into my head.
Sometimes it's in the way you inflect the words before it. No.
Here, it's what it is. Not it?
It's not even a word.
It kind of is. It's kind of...
It's iffy.
I'll use it in a sentence and we're done.
Okay. 243-4351. If you can tell me what today's G word is and you haven't won in the last 6 weeks, you're eligible to play. You're playing for a lunch buffet from Bogey's Cafe. And 1904 West Morton Avenue here in Jacksonville. If you win, you'll stop by here within 3 weeks of the date you won. We'll give you a gift certificate. You take it out there Sunday through Friday, 11 to 1:30. Bogey's Cafe, 1904 West Morton Avenue. Six-letter word beginning with G, meaning gradual, like a slope. I don't know. Maybe it isn't in the way I say it. Good morning. You're on the air.
Yes. Is the word grade?
No, it is not. Thanks for trying. 243-4351, six-letter word beginning with G, and good morning. You're on the air.
Gradient.
No, it's not. Thanks for trying. 243-4351, six-letter word beginning with G, meaning gradual. It is a slight, a small, a, and this is a weird word for this meaning. Wait, meaning for this word, I guess, is what I should say. Good morning. You're on the air. Can you tell me today's G word?
Would it be graded?
No, it won't. Thank you. Okay, clue is, grade is not in the word at all. No, your grady word. If you want to be nice and easy and you might tell a child to be this with a pet or a baby, be this G word. I'm just throwing things out here. It's all in the hand movements, Gary. Good morning.
Good morning, gradual.
Nope, that's not it. Thanks for trying. There is no G-R-A in this word at all. It is a six-letter word beginning with G. Not harsh, not severe. Good morning. You're on the air.
Yes, is it gentle?
Yes, it is gentle. And who is this?
Susan Dodsworth Franklin.
I am so glad you got that. I was just going to start throwing out other letters here in a second. Susan, you got it. And you said calling in from Franklin?
Yes.
You stop by here sometime in the next 3 weeks. We will give you a gift certificate for you to take out to Bogey's Cafe.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. You have a great day.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye-bye. Susan Dodsworth of Franklin, it is gentle.
Grady's better. You know, it's that hill's grade. Kind of grady. It's not.
Now listen to that and
okay.
Think about just saying that. The hill is kind of grady.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's
out of
it's
that,
good word.
You get a gentle slope?
Yep. In a heartbeat.
Gentle. G-E-N-T-L-E. Gentle.
It's the Red Tag Sale at Westtown in Jacksonville. Get a 2015 Ford Fiesta or 2014 Ford Focus. Now just $155 down and $155 per month. Searching for something with a low payment, styling, and the balance of factory warranty? Payments based on $13,788, approved credit 72 months, 3.89 APR plus tax and fees down. Two cars, $155 down, $155 per month. The Red Tag Sale is on.
Jane, you have a call on line one.
Jane, I need you to sign off of these papers.
Jane, meeting in 5 minutes.
Disabled vehicle southbound. Expect delays.
Flash flood warnings. We highly recommend you stay off the roads.
Finally home.
Mom, no paint on the carpet.
Mom, the dog peed in the kitchen.
Mom, come home to a clean household and some free time in your day. Thanks to the cleaning guy. Relax, we got this. The cleaning guy. 243-1234. 243-1234.
No, I'm feeling real grady today, which is kind of like gentle.
You're such a grady. Grady. Nothing makes me think of gradual slope when I hear grady. It's lumpy.
Pshaw.
Grady.
Pshaw. What are the, you know, we talked about birds at the beginning. Are they egrets or cranes that you'll see a flock, you'll go by a field and you'll see a white covering, and you go, what the heck is that? And you get closer and you realize there's a flock of birds.
I would not say egret. They kind of look like some sort of shore bird. I'm going with a tern.
Oh, okay.
Or
yeah.
A
somebody who knows is going to call and tell us.
Seagull looking kind of thing.
Well, where I saw it, we were coming back from the airport, I think, a couple of weeks ago along
white geese?
67. Well,
not that big, I don't think.
It could have been, but I didn't. That's not what popped into my head.
I've never seen a flock of egrets.
Most no,
of the time,
I haven't
one
either.
And two, but mm-hmm. never, and not this far north. Have I seen it?
Now cranes.
There are pelicans by the Illinois River. But they're huge. I think you'd know a big white
belt. And they're not white, are they?
Pelicans? Yeah, on the Illinois River? Yeah.
Are they? Okay. That might have been them. I don't know. And then this was not near the Illinois River. In fact, we were near Apple Creek on 67.
Oh, Apple Creek. I have no idea where that is.
Green County, come on.
Okay. I'm not familiar with the Green County area.
I saw that, and I don't know.
I went, ooh, what's those white birds?
Yeah, well, it's the old thing, like, we haven't had snow. I mean, that was the first thought. And then I thought, who left a big tarp and it got blown into this?
Oh.
And then they started moving, and I thought, okay, there we go.
I've seen so many geese in the last week. So I don't know if they think, oh, it's time to come back north, or they never left.
Yeah,
but you would think there wouldn't be that many geese around here in February.
Have you watched them for an extended period as they fly over?
Well, I like watching, like, two come together and mm-hmm. go, are we following this one? Are we coming back with this one? Or
snow geese.
It is a snow geese.
Okay. What's neat about geese
is very noisy. You know they're crazy.
Oh, yeah, they are.
They don't look up.
But they'll change. I don't know whether they change. I don't know what the process is. But there'll be a new leader, new three, and they'll fly right to the front of it. And they will just, it'd be like, I'm going. And then they kind of catch up and they everything just kind of moves the same pace.
They are very cool to watch.
Yeah.
And the whole thing where they, you know, don't fly directly behind each other and all mm-hmm. that. So it's.
Well, because you don't want to get it pooped on.
Well, no.
That's what it is. It is. It's not.
Air currents no. Seeing
no. It's you don't want
stuff.
To get pooped on.
That's
no. It's
they don't fly underneath.
Well,
each
they
other.
Don't either. That yeah. They don't fly behind each other. They don't
you
fly underneath.
Say that I've been hit in the car by birds. I don't know if I've ever had my car bombed by a flock of geese. I don't believe I have. I think they're landing. I'm not going to say definitely. I'm sure some of them do in the sky, but they do seem to leave a lot wherever they're down eating grass.
Yeah.
That's one of those nasty things.
You can tell where they are.
We used to feed the geese at the park.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want you to do that anymore. They want them to fly away and
sure.
feed and do
yep.
their own thing. So, you know. But when I was young, everybody went out there and fed the geese.
Mm-hmm.
And you really had to watch your feet. Where you were going, and you had to watch the geese. Cause
yeah, boo, boo.
You bring your kids out there, and they're throwing bread at them. And
you got food, I'm coming over.
They're dragging the bag out of the kid's hand.
Yeah.
And shaking off with it. And geese are huge.
And it's the same way on the beaches, too. Not with geese,
yeah.
but with terns. And
that's just fun to watch. People who leave their beach bag and food in it.
Oh, boy.
The next thing you know, there are birds just pecking everything.
Oh, yeah.
I never bring food to the beach. I'm never there long enough to wait to eat it. Like, let's just go back, get some food,
well,
and come back out here.
Who wants sand in your sandwich, too?
Is that where it came from?
Yeah, I think where it is, yeah.
The Isle of Sand.
Blank.
King sandwich.
All right. You're going historical on me. I thought you were.
I was really going with sandwich.
Headed direction, yeah. Earl of Sandwich.
Earl.
Yeah.
Earl of Sandwich.
He's the first one that took a piece of bologna and put it between two pieces of bread and said, this here is a sandwich.
Name these sandwich.
Yeah. then the fool wore it for like 3 years on top of his head like a crown
and then he
didn't go very well.
And the Notre Dame. And
yeah,
the
yeah. That's right. Then he started wearing, cheese heads. You're right. That's where it started.
I believe it is.
Yeah.
Earl of Sand. Not the Isle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was close, but anyway. Oh, my goodness. Are you going to the movies or anything this weekend?
You know, I don't think so. I got one possibility for a night of watching a movie.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably tomorrow night. I don't want to watch Manchester by the Sea because it sounds depressing. Moonlighting, again,
so
is not uplifting to me.
If the choice is there, you will watch a Academy Award nominated film.
Well, I don't know.
I'm thinking absolutely fabulous British comedy based off of a TV series with a couple of ladies.
Yeah, but it's not Oscar, is it?
Who cares? It's funny.
Well,
stuff.
Maybe that's what I ought to do, watch a past Oscar winner.
This is the first year. Well, this just came out. It's absolutely not an Oscar winner or anything. But this is the first year I really went, I'm not... Totally
yeah, because usually you're really into it.
I'm into it a little more than I am, but I don't care.
Hmm.
There's nothing there that goes, Man, that's going to be awesome, because I feel like I would have seen it by now.
I don't know as I'm going to make any special efforts to watch the ceremony.
And that's the whole problem with me, because nothing really happens till 10.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't mind seeing Justin Timberlake sing. There you go. Can't stop the feeling. That'd be about the only exciting moment for the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Since I know that song, we play that
he
song.
He is.
The number one song, and it's up for an Oscar.
He is talented.
Yeah. And I mean, go back to the NSYNC days and see him with his curly little hair and think,
yeah.
Hee-hee-hee.
I've seen him in a couple of movies, and he's done a great job with the skits on Saturday Night Live.
Jimmy Fallon show. And
yeah.
He is a funny guy, and yeah, started out as a little mouseketeer.
Mm-hmm.
Song and dance kid.
Yeah, and Lady Gaga is the same way. Just the talent there is just so apparent, just getting through and past the other things.
Eventually, I want her to be in the Broadway play Cabaret. I just totally see her as Liza Minnelli and going out there and doing it. I
don't mean this to sound the wrong way, but is she too big? And I don't mean heavy. I mean, I picture somebody who is
I don't know how big
smallish.
Liza Minnelli is.
I always thought she was kind of small.
She'll go out there and belt it out and do it.
Okay, I'm going to find out how big Lady Gaga is.
See, I don't picture her as...
For some reason...
You're thinking like 5'10 or something.
No, I'm thinking 6 foot plus.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. I'm guessing 5'8 at the most. Liza Minnelli?
Okay, Wikipedia, because it's always...
Darling, she's tiny, isn't she? So.
I think so. And that's why I think...
You're always right.
That's right.
Tall.
This is a race.
Liza.
Come on. Don't say it out loud. It's not fair.
Oh, shoot. There you go. You're just slow, old man.
Yes, I am.
What's the other name I want here? Lady.
So what, Liza Minnelli? How tall is she?
5'4".
Lady Gaga. I punched.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
She's 5'1".
No, are you kidding me?
No.
Are you kidding me?
No, it says Lady Gaga is 5'1".
I'll be darned.
Wow, I pictured her at least a little taller than
me. Oh, I did too.
So no. See, they can make her look so big on that tiny little TV screen. 5'1".
Chee.
Jeepers. According to Yahoo.
Yahoo. I did not. That is the shocking fact for
apparently
me today.
She's almost too small to play a game.
Yeah, never going the other way. She's a tiny person. That's
big
not going to work
for a little gal. And I don't mean that mean, but
no.
I'm 5'1".
Yeah, that's.
Now we know. And we were all so worried about that prior to now. How tall is Lady Gaga?
I'll
write that down on my sheet.
I'll be looking for her in a crowd and look right over the top of her.
5'1".
Okay. Cool. Well, we learned something today.
Yeah.
Grady. Grady is the best word. And Lady Gaga's 5'1".
Lady Gaga is Grady. No.
And you say Liza Minnelli was how tall?
5'4".
Okay. Yeah, I would have guessed that. And I imagine Judy Garland is similar height.
Yeah. I'm not going to look it up.
No.
We spend more time on
that. Because we can start looking up heights of everybody, you know. Maybe Lady Gaga is a little bit like the Dustin Hoffmans and others in the world who you think are big, and they're not very tall at all.
And I'm sure there's films that he's been in where he's walking on a runway and everybody else is
walking
around.
Yeah.
You just don't know it.
Mm-hmm. Watch him walk next to John Boyd in Midnight Cowboy.
Is it weird?
Yeah, well, you can tell he's really short. I mean...
He's hot and short and
yeah.
He's tall.
Now, if Lady Gaga would have played that role, I would have known it immediately.
It
would have created a whole different persona.
Enjoy your sports tomorrow.
Thank you. All right.
Enjoy the baseball.
Yes.
And the diamond. And all that stuff. That's
baseball.
The only thing that gets me about baseball. Diamonds. Oh,
okay. They are our best friend.
Coming up. We just watched that the other day, as a matter of fact. Gentlemen prefer blondes. I made David sit through the whole thing. Let's see. Oh, I know what we're doing. We're going to have the weather forecast. What happened today? We'll have your weather forecast. We'll have Jacksonville area pulse.